spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking
right. S in chat for Vice News. Gone but not forgotten. We will remember. We will take down names, as it were. We will remember who wrote all those articles. Doxing website. Vice is officially canceled. Good times. All right. Hope you're doing well, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. It's another Friday upon us. It's March 1st, 2024. We're officially out of Black History Month. Jeez, I got this. Okay, got a cough. There we go. Hopefully that's better. Hopefully that's not going to last the entire show here. Anyway, I'm flying solo today. So we have a great show lined up for you guys today. We have to talk about some of the latest casualties in this war against nationalists and dissidents, people who speak up against the injustices and how our civilization is being intentionally taken down and ruined in this battle war against us, essentially, the political prisoners out there. Sam Melia, it's just one of many now. But it's another case we need to continue to highlight just how absurd it truly is. And we're going to talk about some of the other... Well, there are a few others as well, but there's other things we want to get into here to tie it together with. It all kind of flows into each other. I do want to talk about some of the problems, of course, with immigration, which is one of the reasons why people like Sam Melia and so many others like us as well speak up against it, because it's ruining our countries. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. It's right in front of our face. And, of course, that's why more and more people are coming to our side. And that's why the system, it's the only thing it can resort to at the end of the day. It's not that we need to have an argument with these people. We even try to prove it to them. They hate us and the one is gone. It's pretty simple. But we do have the truth on our side. And, of course, that's why we should use it. as the intro goes, right? It's a weapon that's denied to them. And ultimately, that is their that is the Achilles heel, right? That's how we can force their hand. And so the only thing they can do at the end of that is to start imprisoning people. And that's now has begun. It's been going for some time, so it's not that this is just starting, but it's like you can see the frequency of this is definitely picking up, as it were. All right. So anyway, great show lined up for you guys here. Hope you're having a wonderful Friday wherever you are. Hope you're doing good. Guys, we're going out to Odyssey, to Rumble. We're going out on Twitter and Telegram. You can, of course, watch our feed on redice.tv/live. We've got on redicemembers.com as well. We're even over on Kick. I was thinking about starting up, what is it, Pilled.net? Foxhole? I'm not sure which one they go by, but they have a streaming site. So we might even do it over there, so we'll see what happens. Hey, look at this one, too, by the way. Speaking of heroic adventures, right, Vice? Not all heroes, and a real hero here, not all heroes wears a cape, as it were. Check this out here. There's some good stuff. And I like the music, so, because this is like from the greatest story never told. Well, it's not from there, but they used the music, right? Not bad. Good job, sir. Remember that, was it the horse that refused to step over one? And that one guy in Florida that was, he was basically just driving over it. Yeah, okay, he pushed the gas pedal a little bit extra, but he was apparently arrested, which is more indicative of the times that we're in right now. Holy smokes, you get arrested. If you're a rapist, if you're a pedophile, they're going to let you out. No problem. More brown mass rapists. Who go after kids on the streets, please, so we can make room for all the white nationalists out there. I see Bill Abiz over on Entropy here. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the support. It was good to see you, Bill. Or Billy. It's truly heartbreaking that Samelia will miss at minimum, yep, a year in the life of his toddler and newborn and the birth. Absolutely outrageous what garbage the UK has put Laura and her family through over the years, indeed. Yeah, I mean it's a travesty. It's an injustice. It's bound to change if they keep this up. There's no other way. But even GB News were covering this, and as bad as they've been on a lot of issues, even they're like, what the hell is going on here? Like stick flyers, stickers. Holy smokes! AIM316 over on Rumble. Good to see you as well. Thank you for the generous donation. Appreciate it, sir. It's been very very kind. Last Fridays, so we appreciate you. He says, happy Friday, guys. Loved the show on the Rothschilds banking cartel the other day. Yes, indeed, one of our member show we did, Western Warrior, went into, somewhat detailed on some of the crimes that Jacob Rothschild had been involved in throughout his life, not least of which it was his uncle, technically, but the family, right, were participatory, of course, obviously, in the creation of Israel, right, by, basically... who knows, blackmailing Balfour? They probably didn't need to do it, to be honest. But they were squeezing him out. Somehow, it's this Wiseman showed up. What was his first name again? Menachem or Reichem or something. I forget what it was. Weissman, anyway. Showed up, and he just swooned everybody. Is that the right term? He bedazzled everybody. And then it's just like, you know what? That sounds like that Israel thing, that Zion thing sounds pretty great. We're Rothschilds. We can give you a couple of billion for that. Actually, I don't think they did pay for it. They had the British government pay for it, obviously. Looking forward to another great show. AIM316 says here, happy to support. I'm Arctic Wolf. Oh, okay. I did not know that. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you. Appreciate you. Glad to have you aboard, sir. Thank you so much. All right. And we also have, what do we have? Lord Aragon over on Odyssey. Good to see you as well. Is this Gab Pro thing cringy or okay in Europe? I have not. What is this? Is it something new beyond the... We have a pro account for a Red Ice account over on Gab. Because that's how you used to be able to upload videos. I mean, you can still, but they took that thing down. But, you know, I happen to support them. They're doing good work over there. So I'm not sure. Maybe they've updated something. I got to look into it, Lord Aragon. I'm not sure what they got going on over there. I know they're spending quite a bit of effort on the AI stuff, which I guess it's fun. I mean, it's good to have generative AI that's not full of AIDS and totally cucked. So I guess that's a good thing. I'm not against that, to be honest. Yeah, was it Chaim Weissman, I think it was, that nudged a little bit there on Balfour and allegedly Rothschild, but who knows? Okay, so if you do want to send a super chat today, interpcm.live/redeyestv, you can do it over there. But we also do have hyper chats on Odyssey and Rumble Rants, they call it over there. Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about Sam here a little bit then and talk about what happened. This is you know, a basic breaking here earlier today. I saw the initial half hour, 20 minutes or so of an interview or show that Mark Collett and Laura Towler did with or about this case, rather, because this is Laura's husband, obviously, Sam Ilya here. And she seems... strong. I mean, you can't say anything else. I mean, I'm sure she feels and have things in her heart and things in her mind that she will not say. But you know, the one of the positive, I think, takeaways that she said in the interview there, and we should bring her back if she has time. Again, she's pregnant. She has is the child two now? Maybe two, approaching two, I think, right? And she's also taking care of her elderly. Either was her grandma or her mom. I forget. I missed that detail of it. But she's busy. We sent her a couple of £100. Well, Sam and her last time around. I should actually pull that up again. Hopefully, someone has the link to the fundraiser to help her out as well, so that she can get some help. Because this is just, oh my gosh, it's a travesty. All right. So he was sentenced today to 2 years for distributing reject white guilt stickers. James Costello, which we covered previously, was sentenced to 5 years for criticizing immigration on his website. In comparison, Pakistani men who beat and rape English girl were sentenced to only 3 to 4 years each. And how many times have we seen those who are just let free, right? Whether it's, you know, bail or not, slap on the wrist. Oh, in fact, this is English society's fault because they're not educating these brown, cuddly teddy bears as they invade our countries. Yeah, I mean, it's obvious. I mean, it's 100% obvious what the objective is and what's going on with this, basically. There's no doubt about it. Here's the judge then, Tom Bayliss. And I was going to see what the process here is, but look, even if it's like a lottery or a random thing or like whatever is next in the docket and they have X amount of judges kind of, you know, lined up for these cases or whatever. Maybe it is randomly, the cases are randomly distributed, or there's someone selecting the judges. I'm not sure what it is like in the UK. But even if it's random, I would assume that 8 out of 10 at least would probably be filled by, you know, AIDS cum, essentially, like this guy. You know, anti-racist, you know, completely just like kangaroo court, politically motivated judge here. He sentenced Sam to 2 years for distributing racist sticker. Some of them read like things like, yeah, reject white guilt. White Britons are said to be a minority by 2060, things like this. In 2017, Judge Bayliss spared a pedophile caught with the rape images of children as young as 3 from jail time. Are you surprised? Judge Bayliss is also a proud communist, and who is he standing in front of here? Here is Nelson Mandela. That's right. The tire fire guy. The, what is it called again? The fire necklace. I always forget the name of it. Tire necklace, whatever they actually call that. Necklacing, I think was the term they used, right? A brave liberator. So it's these goddamn boomers, you know? And no, it's not a generational thing. There's millennials that are boomers. There's Gen Xers that are boomers. There's Zoomers that are boomers. It's about the mindset, right? And yes, it's steeped, of course, in a general trend among one of the generations. But go ahead, just bash younger generations all you want, including mine. I don't care. Man caught with sex images of children as young as 3. Sean Reeves from Dewsbury avoids jail term. This is a screenshot of the article here, but I trust it that Klaus Armini's got this right here where he's part of this. Now, they do kick. It's occasionally that they kick these people out, right? They actually get rid of these judges. We have an example in, let me see the next one, Canada, I believe, actually. We'll look at that. If you're a pedophile, you're almost inevitably for immigration replacement. Yeah, that's fascinating how that works, isn't it? Lots of Muslim immigration. Because it could, well, I'm catching myself. I was going to say, because they love the, you know, LGBTQ groomers and stuff like that. You know, because, oh, well, they throw gays off of buildings. Yeah, but they have their own pedo problem. Don't they marry like three-year-olds like the Jews do? We have a segment on that later. My play clip, it's from a classic. Reverend Ted Pike is a great piece on like the Talmud, and it's probably like early mid-90s or something like that, I would assume. It's like ripped from like VHS tape. Then you know it's going to be good. And yeah, apparently like having sex with, this is Talmud, right? Having sex with children under three is... Under 3 and 1 day. It's like these weird kind of legal things that they're into. Like, you know, the rabbi council argued for, you know, 17 weeks. And it's like, well, 3 years and 1 day. And why was it? What was the reasoning behind this? Well, you see, virginity comes back to the little girl over and over again. So then if it's under there, it's okay. If it's over, that it was not okay or something to that effect. We'll look at it later. If we have time, it's pretty crazy stuff. But yeah, there it is. So, beyond this, they need to be, these judges need to be removed. And I'll get to that in a moment. One of the cases where this happened, right? Where a rapist was like let go and then like, oh, this judge is clearly like inept and perverted and there's something wrong with him. Let's get him out of there. Here's Sam with his daughter. And again, he's going to miss the birth of his second child. I think they have another girl coming, I believe. Congratulations to them. But yeah, it sucks. But, you know, Laura at least said that Sam was in, you know, good spirits. He's going to be out. Look, hopefully it's just a year. But I was thinking about like imagine 2 years. I have 3 children, 2 younger ones. One is, well, still young, but, you know, turning 7 later this year. As I'm missing 2 years of Sigurd's, like, it's unimaginable. Unimaginable. And again, for something this... It's, what was it? There was nothing... The conclusion was there was nothing illegal with the word used. I think Laura said something, too, that emphasized the thing with, like, all the rape gangs and stuff like that. Right? Like, there's clear-cut, like, there's reasoning here. We're using legal language. But then it's like this, the call me judge comes in here, standing in front of this Nelson Mandela statue. That's South Africa? Where is that? Doesn't look like Britain. It's too much blue sky in the background there. But anyway. Well, you see, it's kind of like the whole picture here. We got to kind of take everything into account here. And, well, you know, racism. So jail it is. And what was this? Something he could have gotten up to 6 to 8 years? And so he was, always say he's being fair, very fair and lenient. He only gave him 2 years, which was kind of what the minimum that the, I think, prosecution had asked for or something like that. I forget what it was. Ay, 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 ay. Holy smokes. Yep. This is the proof that it's anti, we're ruled by these anti-white activists. We're run by them. And this is the last resort. This is the only thing that they have left now, is to start putting people in jail that are speaking up for our people. And back to the point I was going to finish earlier, or mention earlier, which I didn't finish, which was that Laura said this should not act as a deterrent. It should not be a chilling effect. It should be a motivating factor. We need more stickers. We need, let them imprison all of us. Let them do it. Let them go for it then. Don't do anything dumb. Don't do anything illegal. Because again, what he did was not illegal. The language was not illegal. But it's deep. Well, the whole, you see, we'll just make, construct this thing. And out of that, we'll say that it's, you basically, what was in your heart. This is, we'll, you know, create racial hostility. This you're I forget what the exact the wording was now. We'll tie that out. We'll tie that in at some point. But like, you know, look into exactly what the, what was said. I'm not sure if they could film in there. I heard that there were patriotic alternative, you know, obviously supporters there, but people that were filming. I don't think they could film in there. I would assume not. But anyway, someone probably wrote down the exact wording there. But yeah. Oh, you see, it's this overarching picture. But no, more of us need to do this now. More of us need to speak out. More of us needs to push. And you don't have to... You don't have to go. You don't have to go over the top with anything in terms of language or, you know, things like that. Just keep telling the truth. That's all you have to do. Just keep telling the truth about what's going on, and most people are going to see it eventually. Except, of course, our enemies, those who want us gone, those who hate us, those who are working against us. Not only those who are replacing us, but those who think they conquer us because some Jews opened the borders to the West. Oh, we're winning. Oh, really? Are you now? Because our elites side with you and see you as a better slave class to have under them? You think you're win? You think this is winning to you? Too retarded to understand this stuff. But yeah, was it Keith that had a couple of... I think he had a couple of the wording. Yeah, here we go. A couple of the words that was on the stickers, right? This was under... Not under Patriot Alternative. This was under 100-handers, I think they were called at the time. Reject white guilt. It's okay to be white. We will be a minority in our homeland by 2066. White lives matter. Stop anti-white rape gangs. That's a shocker for you right there. Stop anti-white rape gangs. It's the judge. We must commence the anti-white rape gangs. I mean, he's standing there in front of a statue of a guy which represents an overthrow of a formerly white nation, right? On behalf of like the Joe Slovos and all these other people, and Israel included, right? This whole weird connection to Israel and the bomb and South Africa, and of course the, before that, the diamond mines and all that stuff. Apparently, the Rothschilds were instrumental in setting up Rhodesia. I did not know that. I think that's true. I think that's what they did partially, and then they let it fall too. These people could defend it, of course, right? Love your nation. Other shocking statements right there. Love your nation. How dare you? How dare you love your nation? You should. You need to hate it. Anti-white scum. That's what they are. It's pretty clear cut. I guess the only, I mean, there's a lot of things I could say, you know, about the judge, and some things will just get you in trouble, and it's just not at this point worth it, because you all know and feel what I feel, I assume, out there watching. You all have it in your mind, you have it in your heart, what you feel about these kinds of things. And again, there's so many other cases. I showed a couple of them. I should have had the links pulled up here, but there's other cases of people in the UK. Canada, obviously, you have all the things after the convoy, and you know Chris Lysak in Canada, who just, you know, luckily the Diaglon helped him, you know, get out of jail, get out of prison. But there's many others, right? From the J6 people to Charlottesville people, and yeah, we'll talk about Thomas Rousseau in a moment too, who's out on bail. But again, they're trying to put him in jail. Illinois judge who reversed rape conviction removed from bench after panel finds he circumvented law. See, that's what it's about right there. What we need political power. We need people in positions of these places, and it's getting increasingly hard, right? Because they end up running the system. They put all these DEI things in place. White men bad. You know, you can't be hired here. All those things are, by their own definition of like their own rules and laws, are discriminatory. They shouldn't be allowed, but somehow it's just being allowed because there's no one there to check these things. There's no one there to actually, you know, stand up for the law. So this is I assume this is a one-off, but it shows you that it can be done. A judge who sparked outrage by reversing a man's rape conviction involving a 16-year-old girl has been removed from the bench after a judicial oversight body found that he circumvented the law and engaged in misconduct. Well, we need more judicial oversight bodies. That's like sane and at our side and comprises of white people in our own native countries. So we can stand up for ourselves and get these people out of power. I mean, it's like this is just all these judges everywhere. How's that? Was a Hawaiian judge who stepped in when Texas was about to put a law on the books saying, oh, it's a criminal offense to cross the border illegally so we can jail people. Oh, this Hawaiian judge steps in and just, hey, actually, you can't do that. Yeah, they're all insane, just like the Enron shit with Trump. And again, you don't have to be a Trump supporter to see how absurd the obvious like persecution of these people are, right? it's just like these most, he's like a pervert. He's going to these gyms and like, creeping out women and stuff. He's taking like topless photos of himself and putting him in his newsletter. Like clearly like a pervert, you know what I mean? Clearly, probably some, who knows, allegedly some pedophile or something, like he likes young girls or something, probably young boys do. And those are the guys that they get. They get those on the bench and they just rule in favor of anti-white shitlib, you know, policies. But the point is you can do it. You can remove these people and they need to be removed. That's the other layer to this, right? Virginia Drifter over on Odyssey. Happy Friday, Henrik. Hopefully our buddy Adam, No More News, is on the mend. Yeah, I heard he was sick, like he said flu, but it sounded like he had like been nauseous and vomiting, thrown up, maybe even on, you know, the other end of that as well. So yeah, hopefully it looked like he was better. He was, I don't know, tweeting a little bit at least. So many stories of people getting really sick lately, and some I've confirmed aren't jabbed. Well, it's like us. We've been on and off sick since 2021. So yeah, I know. I think what Adam had is like, well, wait a minute. Didn't we have a version of that? You know, sounds like, yeah, it's called bioweapons. The jab was the disease, and now the spike protein, which all these people are walking around with for years, having their body just reproducing it, is spreading like a self-spreading vaccine among the population, and that's what got people mostly sick, I think. Also, pics of the Texas wildfires are reminding me of Hawaii fires, probably foul play. Maybe. I saw that they had some some nuclear power. No, I'm sorry, a bomb facility that's producing nuclear weapons, nuclear bombs. That was at risk from the wildfire. It's crazy shit like that. But yeah, I saw some of the footage, but I haven't looked into it too much. But yeah, hopefully Adam is feeling better. A lot of things you have to do these days to aid your immune system as more and more pressures are put on us, right? I mean, where do we even begin? Because I don't think it's only the jabbed. As you said, it's several people that are unjabbed too. Have you know, health issues back and forth, right? And it could be jabbed driven. Maybe that's like what weakens your immune system or something. But like, yeah, from glyphosate to microplastics to, yes, 5G to fluoride in the water and, you know, these pesticides in our food that's depleted, stress factors. I mean, it's coming from every angle. And eventually your immune system like can't keep up with it. It's like too much. Yeah, someone has to pay. EPA is doing nothing, right? CDC is doing nothing. It is pretty pretty freaky, to be honest. Someone has to pay, especially for these bioweapons and all that shit that they're have been releasing, especially through the vax, obviously. Now there are some good. Excuse me, I'll take a sip here. There are some good developments. I saw vaccine was trending on Twitter again, and there are people that are, they're staying with it. They're not just like letting this go. They're doing lawsuits now. There's people winning cases, and it's not about the compensation really, but it's to get to a point where like legally it's recognized that it needs to get to a point where it's recognized that this was a crime due to the fact that, well, in some cases they knew, but for the most part you could even argue, well, at least they didn't bother checking these things. Now, some did, but that's been coming out too, obviously, their own documentation. They knew how bad it was, and they just ignored it. Oh, it's safe and effective. But anybody who pushed this, anybody in any level of politics or influence or within the medical establishment, need to be held accountable. We're going to need people responsible. Anyway, thank you, Virginia Drifter. 14 from maybe next time. Thank you. There's Sharusker, Sam Ely, obviously, in prison, and Thomas Rousseau might be soon as well. We must stand in solidarity with our comrades who are political prisoners. Sam Ilya, Thomas Rousseau, Rob Rondo. That's right, they went after him again. Thanks for reminding me. Ursula Haverbeck, Alfred Schaefer, Mr. Bond, Yeah, I mean, the list just goes on. We should do a full, like a master list, you know, of like dissidents. I mean, you could include the J6 people there. They're still going after people, still jailing people. I saw one just the other day, like 2 days ago. They raided this guy in the middle of the night. The woman is pregnant. It's very cold outside. I think this is Fahrenheit, but it was like, 16 degrees outside or something. So not Celsius for our European audience, which is minus five, something like that. Anyway, she's out barefoot, standing outside in the cold. She's pregnant, and apparently the day after, presumably just from the stress of the whole thing in of itself, of having FBI there, them going after and like arresting your husband and shit like that. Yeah, she had a miscarriage. The day after all this happened, they're killers. These people, they kill people. They don't care. They just. Oh well, you were on this property line. Ooh. It's incredible. Yeah, many more. I mean, just in the UK alone, master list time. Oh my gosh. Ryan, Triple G, happy Friday, Henrik, with 14.88. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Good to see you as always. Happy Friday, Ryan. Hope you are doing well and your loved ones. All right, so we have... Yeah, I mean, we could go back to the... Maybe the rural white rage is actually what we... Maybe that's what we need. Maybe they should be... Maybe these people need to be afraid of us. Maybe that's what's going on. Look, I know that that's kind of like playing into their hands a little bit, to be honest. And again, I'm not saying do anything illegal, obviously, nothing like that. Be smart about how you protest and spread the word. And again, tell the truth. That's number one thing right now. However you choose to do that, by putting up stickers, handing out flyers, dropping a banner, speaking out, be that, you know, at a school board meeting or, you know, a city council or on the internet or keep posting stuff that gets out there and goes viral and let our people know. Awaken our people. That's what needs to happen. We need to awaken our people. And once our people are awakened, it's not going to be 100%, but it's a whole lot more than it is now. And it's happening with cases like this against Sam and so many others. The injustices being so obvious and blatant to everybody. More and more people are going to come to our side. Let them know. Usher them in. Be nice and don't. You know, there might have been some conservative before, some liberal. Yeah, that's fine. You know what I mean? Like, just, and big tent can be kind of cringy in one way. But at least, as long as they're willing to, like, recognize the anti-white hatred. You know what I mean? That's a good step in the right direction, no matter where you've been on the political spectrum. Start that, and you never know who comes and joins our ranks eventually. People with talent, people with resources, people with means, high IQ people, people don't know how to do shit. Like, and that's what we need, right? That's why they're trying to control everything so much. That's why they're imprisoning people that tell the truth, because they know at some point we're going to awaken, and they can't have that. Because once we begin to identify with who we are and stand up for our people, stand in solidarity with each other, as Europeans, people of European descent, wherever we are in the world, it's over. That's it. You know what I mean? So maybe these judges, maybe they need to feel a little bit of that white rural rage I've heard so much about. In a way, it's like, I wish it existed. Maybe it does on some level, right? But if it did, it's for good reason. It's because guys like this, Paul Waldman, shows up and like, let's shit on white people a little bit more. Oh my God, they don't believe in free speech. Yeah, because you do. First thing that happened was people fired back. They're like, shits on white people, gets called out, and then it's, Nazis are in my mentions. Thank you, Elon. As soon as they get a response to it, then it's, oh, these people should be censored and banned. It's all they have left. Well, to put it in the words of, should we call him Samuel Taylor now? Is that what happened? Did you guys see? He snuck into CPAC, our old buddy, Uncle Jared Taylor. And he had, so it's, people zoomed in on his name tag. It was photographed with some like kind of normie MAGA tier girl who apparently knew who he was and stuff. Like, yeah, good. And he said Samuel Taylor on there. But here's some wise words from Jared.
Listen up, white man. There are a lot of people out there who hate you. And they hate you because you're white.
That's right.
Some of them openly want you dead. Many of them preach tolerance and inclusion, but just not for you.
That's right. And if you didn't, if you, despite all that, didn't get that, why don't we do it in Spanish, too, for everybody?
Escuche, hombre blanco. Hay mucha gente por ahí que te odia. Y te odian porque eres blanco. Algunos de ellos abiertamente te quieren muerto. Muchos de ellos predican la tolerancia y la inclusión, pero no para ti. Los blancos siguen siendo la mayoría en este país, pero...
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Samuel. All right. Priorities, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's about. Priorities. I think we got them right here. I think we got them. The Church of England. Now you have... What's his name again? I keep forgetting. Maybe I can find it. Is it the arch? What is it called again? The arch? Maybe I'll find it. I'll find it in a little bit. It's the... I think it's the... They don't call it bishop, do they? Archbishop of the Church of England? I forget what it is. But apparently he was... he has like a Jewish grandfather or something like that. And it was like people writing articles about how like Jews are trying to take over the Catholic... the Anglican Church, right? Anyway, forget his name now. This is where England, this is what they are involved in now, right? Anti-racism practice officer, deconstructing whiteness, regional, Justin Welby, thank you, there we go, exactly. Yes, Archbishop of Canterbury, thank you, chat. Yeah, my brain is fog here on remembering some of these names. Justin Welby, thank you, Red Pill Lady. And Leroy Dumont, good to see you, man. Archbishop of Canterbury, that's right. That's right. Welby, let me see if I can find him here. I want to show you the screenshot. That's why I want to, like... here it is. Let me see here. Is that the headline? Can we get the headline in there, please? Is it that? Oh, no, it's not there. Okay. Yeah, anyway, this is the guy right here. Lord Archbishop of Canterbury, primate... of all England. Can you imagine when they actually get a black guy in there? They call him a primate of all England. Apparently, he has some Jewish heritage there. Through Gavin Welby or something like that. Born Bernard Gavin Weiler. He was the son of Bernard Weiler, a German Jewish immigrant. Apparently. So there's that. Primate of all of England. Yeah, that didn't come up on Welby. Why is that then? All right, anyway. Yes, the Church of England Diocese in the West Midlands, Church of England Birmingham, alongside the Diocese of all these other goddamn cuck places, are excited to have funding from the Racial Justice Unit. Holy shit. To recruit a team of 11 people. That team will help us ensure that structures, practices, behaviors throughout our church... Oh, so it's not AIDS-filled enough. It's not anti-white enough, ladies and gentlemen. Embrace people of GMH and UKME. GMH. What does that stand for? ME is presumably Middle East? UKME? United Kingdom Middle Eastern backgrounds? What is it? GMBH? GMH, I mean, what is that? Maybe it should be obvious. Someone in chat knows, let me know. But anyway, they, whoever they are, need to be, it's, yeah, some rainbow coalition. Some brown people, basically. Some third worlders, they need to be embraced. And they need to be, because we can enable them to flourish. The whole team includes a director, program manager, theologian, blah, blah, blah. Purpose of the role, just shit. Well, purposes is a shit on white people. What was the date here? Closing date, Monday, 25th of March. Now, we've chat on GB News many times. And again, to their credit, they covered the Sam Ilya stuff. I didn't see that clip yet, and hopefully it's, you know, sensible or whatever. But they covered this too. Furious Church of England hires a £36,000 a year anti-racism officer in order to deconstruct whiteness. Bring in diversity here too. Let me just listen a little bit to this here. Oh, it's going woke. Yeah, here we go. So we get the woke stuff.
I feel that there's no sphere of British life that is free from this kind of divisive identitarian thinking.
I don't think I'll be able to do this. Identity is not wrong. This guy has not. Everyone has an identity, GB News. The problem is white people are not allowed to have an identity. And in fact, if you care about England going woke and down the tubes, it's because white people, English people, Welsh people, Scottish people, whatever, they are not allowed to have an identity. That's part of it. In other words, we can't operate, we can't organize as a unit, as a group. And that means, you know, our guard is down. When our guard is down, all kinds of shit is happening to us and to our civilization. And no one is standing up for it because they're seeing this as being conquered. So this is, what was his name here? Dr. Raqib Hassan, they bring on here to talk about how this is bad. Is he a Christian then, or what? What's going on here? It's divisive. No, it's anti-white. Just bring on a can you just bring on a white guy to talk about this who can tell the truth? And so this, oh, the woke stuff is dividing us. No, it's not. They want everybody to be unified against white people. And once white people are gone, they just want this big kumbaya fest, everybody racially mixed out, nobody being anything.
From this kind of divisive identitarian thinking, much of it imported.
It's literally
them.
Like this. That's the, if there's one thing that they've hammered, it's unite. You know, we got to be united. We have oneness. We're all one. We're together. The human race. It's all, you know, that's what they've been pushing all this time. All right. I don't think I can do this. But anyway, all right. At least thanks for writing the headline, I guess, GB News. I thought I'd be able to do it. Bishop of Birmingham, Reverend Dr. Michael Volland. Is that him who's got the job done, I guess, already? Yeah, the job title, officially anti-racism practice officer. I mean, according to the posting, helps to ensure that structures... Okay, we kind of read that. Global Majority Heritage. That's what it stands for. I had no idea. Did anybody in chat get that? Global Majority Heritage? What the fuck? Globo Homo. Mixed out. Le 56%, some would say. Is that what they mean? A Global Majority Heritage. I've never heard that before. And UKME. Oh, that didn't stand for Middle Eastern. Minority Ethnic. UK Minority Ethnic Backgrounds to enable them to flourish. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Churchill. Am I right? At least they're not speaking German over there. But they'll soon enough, there'll be a Global Majority Heritage standing up for England, waving the queen, well, the king now, cancer patient, you know, the king's flag. I guess mixed out, Global Majority. They're Global Majority now. Well, they're not, soon to be majority in our countries, too. All right. Yeah, we had, I saw Jeremy McKenzie's account was axed over on Twitter as well, over on X. I don't know. Presumably, does it have something to do with the Canadian laws coming into effect or something? Like, he can't have a voice. But as we know, they're gay over there. Musk has already proven to be vulnerable to shame and guilt. He's a weak person that pays lip service to humanity. He's busy building sports cars for millionaires while his new bosses in Israel wipes out scores of children in Palestine. I'll just keep making new accounts, as I've always done, and if they eventually decide to murder me, then I'll simply become a martyr that emboldens thousands more to action. Yeah, but was the line again? Someone is killing somebody, and he said, I'll be back, and I'll be millions. That's how we have to view it, right? One more person in jail, well, that's 10 more out on the streets. And then it's 100 more. Then it's 1,000 more. Then it's 10,000 more. Then it's 100,000 more. Then it's 1,000,000 more. That's how it has to work. You know, banning is nothing new, but imprisoning is a new layer to it, right? Well, fairly new. It's an old tradition, obviously, that commies do. They put you in camps or they put you in prison. Bolsheviks. Judeo-Bolsheviks, that's what they do. Did we bring in the Thomas Rousseau clip? Maybe we have it on Twitter here. Not that one. Where did Thomas go? We'll find it. We'll open a new one here then. There we go. So this somehow, of course, proves again that Patriot Front are feds, right? Because now they're trying to go after Thomas Rousseau, the head over there at Patriot Front. McLean County Jail. Is that Florida or something? I forget where that is. Let's listen what he said here as he came out of jail.
Let me know when you're wrong. So I'm presently outside of the McLennan County Jail. The judge made the right and honorable decision today to let me out on bond. My intentions are to travel to Virginia and to begin the process of pretrial to fight these charges that have been made against me.
And the charges were, I don't think he brings it up here, the charges was intimidation. I think it was something like setting an object on fire for the purposes of intimidation or some shit like that. And I think it comes to that he held a tiki torch. That's what I think it comes down to. But it's 7 years later. They are so pissed about all of this stuff. And they're so mad. And they will conjure up whatever they can to try to jail people over shit that basically didn't happen. And if it didn't happen, which I don't think it did in this, what do you mean? Like, you know, we show the image in the latest Western Warrior show over at redassmembers.com. The black guy doing a makeshift flamethrower in Charlottesville. But that's not to intimidate. No, you see, he's holding some hairspray bottle or whatever the hell it is, like lighting it on fire and trying to burn people with it. Oh, no, he's a brave anti-racist soldier on the front lines against racism, you know. Oh, how dare these white people protest the removal of their ancestor from this statue? Sick the Antifa on them while the cops back down.
I'm going to make it clear that at best, these charges are a legal fiction, and at worst, they are a malicious attack against the free rights of Americans to speak and assemble in the public space. It is my intention to make all of that right with a very zealous defense of not only my rights, but the rights of all true-born Americans to speak and assemble and exercise what rights we have remaining under a very unjust state. And of course, I have to thank Mr. Van Dyke here for his excellent work in my defense and the passion and resolve of the organization, which has not only succeeded, but continued to maintain its momentum in my unfortunate absence. I have just spent about a week in this facility, enduring some very unhappy conditions around some somewhat unhappy people. And I want to make it clear that the organization
put that in
is
a nice
doing
way.
Well. All of our causes and all of our efforts are proceeding on track, on schedule, and we have only good news in hope to
keep
share
positive.
With all of
That's
you
right.
in the days to come.
Yep.
We are going to be raising money for the purpose of legal defense, not only as a matter of immediate necessity, but also as an investment in maintaining our rights as patriotic Americans. In order to do that, we will be posting more information on where you can send donations, and if you are a supporter and you know members of the organization, you are encouraged to reach out to them. Stay
I'm
posted
sure
with these channels, and
yeah,
thank
I don't think
you.
They have. Do they have a... I don't think they're on Twitter, right? They're probably banned from there. But they do have a Telegram. I know that. I think it's like Patriot Front Updates or something like that, if you want to follow that and see what's going on. But yeah, it's most conservatives, probably mainstream, you know, Con Inc. people will not cover this because it's every time they're out and they have masks, which this guy don't in the group, right? Then they're feds, and then the guy without a mask gets arrested, which proves to you, like, you know, again, look, it wasn't Patriot Front at that time when it was in Charlottesville. Was it Vanguard or whatever they're called, or portion of it or something? I forget the constellations of different people involved in this and that. But the point is, it wasn't Patriot Front then. But, you know, now it's like, well, see you. Well, they're feds. They're getting arrested. You see? Okay. Where are you getting at? So now it's inconvenient because now it disproves what they said all the time, which is basically, wow, they're not fat and they have masks. FBI confirmed. I thought FBI was a woke organization with a bunch of fat lesbian women in it now, which it basically is. Which is it? Which is it going to be? Oh, they have fit young white men in it now. They're like, they're they're believable Nazis. Which is it? Anyway, it's also tiresome. Jimmy Fallon says, "Oh wow, that Spanish dub just now is really good. You can do it now. You can just, and you get it like in their voice as well. That's what they're able to do with our guillotine to be or artificial intelligence. You can do all these fun things. This guillotine terminator that's going to kill us, you can do all these fun things with it. Isn't it amazing? Jimmy Fallis again says, smash with Scott. That's right. Smash with Scott, sir.
Smash with Scott.
Good to see you, Jimmy. All right. Yeah, they did arrest Ray Epps, didn't they? So I saw that in chat there. But it was very... Was it very like lenient or something? It felt like they kind of just took him out of circulation real quick. I'm not sure. Like, oh, but we've arrested him in a way. Like, I think he was on the Fed payroll or something like that, right? But yeah, he had his life ruined. And the weird thing it was with Ray Epps was when the media started like, oh my God, this poor Trump supporter did nothing wrong. And he's like, wait a minute. The Winter Goes, hi, Henrik. Hope you and the family are well. I'm surprised there's a 19-minute documentary. Lord Rothschild claims his family created Israel, still on YouTube, about their activities since the 1700s with banking wars and creating Balfour Declaration. Have you seen it? Really scary shit if you're referring to the one where he talks about the Balfour Declaration with the British Jewish interviewer, then yes, I have seen it. If it's another one, maybe not. If it's a documentary, send us a link if you have it. Love to see it. Clever name over on Odyssey. With a dono. Thank you, generous dono as well. Glad I was finally able to catch the show live. It's been too long. Keep up the great work. Consider this a formal invite to Odinsall for Midsummer in June. Oh, really? Cool stuff. A lot of changes. New faces. The folk are growing because of people like you. Thank you. Hail to you and your family. To you as well. Clever name. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to go up there at some point, or down, I guess, technically, it would be. And we do a little Midsummer thing here now. It's become a tradition as well, of course. Midsummer poll and everything. Got to teach these Americans how to make a Midsummer poll. Anyway, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good to hear of you. You can always reach us, you know, on the... you can do through Stephen, obviously, if you're in direct contact with him. But otherwise, redeyes@protonmail.com. Reach us there. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you for the dono as well. Okay. Now, here's a different thing. It's a changing topics here a little bit a different pace, but I saw this clip and it's kind of interesting. You know, part of this thing of I guess it's part of this oneness. Everyone is the same, everybody's equal, which is only true up to the point where you basically have white people on the run. Then we're not equal, and in fact you need to be hunted down or put in jail for your opinions if you don't like what we're doing to you. But it used to be that's what it was about, right? I mean, equality, you know, which is on the path towards homogenization and globalization and the destruction of identity. If you can break down not only relationship between men and women, but the fact that we used to have our own spaces, right? This is not hard. That's why Muslims, they have their own men, female, you know, men, women spaces. Part of that is because, of course, they're running those things as a military operation. It's like they're separating, you know, I mean, here's the men. They're doing like their their jihad takeover shit. And I mean, don't the Orthodox Jews do similar things as well? No women allowed in this space or whatever. No, you see, it's only white men that can't have our own spaces. Now, the reason for that is not quite as serious in this clip. This is a bar in Australia where apparently women hadn't been allowed before 1974, based... Right, and so now they have to get in there, and it's like, okay, do you want a woman in a bar? Sure, okay, you know, but why can't men have their? Can't you have your own bars? Make your own bar. Why do you have to go into the bar that the men are in? Right, kind of thing. Let's play the clip, and I think you'll see what I mean. But it also shows you how courteous they are, and I mean, yeah, they're a little drunk here, and it's nothing to do with the fact that this is over alcohol or it's just a principle, right, of like, can men have their own spaces, right? Check this out, see what you think.
Well, that's met with no reaction. Do you object to me being served alongside you here, sir? Yes.
Do you object to people like me walking in and having a drink here amongst you?
Well, it's not the objection, but I think for myself that the place for women is the saloon bar or the lounge.
Why? What's wrong with us? We're not doing you any harm in here.
Well, I mean, if I want to talk or swear or something like that and there's a woman standing behind me, you can't, can you?
Why?
You just don't, or you can't or don't. Put it that way.
All right, sir, I'm sorry.
Because this guy's a gentleman, that's why.
When I pushed in.
Yeah, but you're not getting me.
You don't mind me being here, do you?
I do.
Why?
Because you don't shout. You're only drinking water.
Well, I'm drinking water because I'm working, but I don't mind you drinking beer.
Why do you have to be in the bar when you're working, then?
So why should you be next to me?
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit drunk here. Obviously, this is not maybe the best spokesman for the men position here. But it's a point, right? These are old-timers. This is back in 1974, right? But listen to what he says here.
You'd feel happier if there was a man next to you, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't mind you.
It's just women in general, is it?
Oh, I love them all. I could say F's and B's and C's.
It's not about, like, not liking women. It's about the fact that you can have your own space. And here we can have men. They can sit around. They can talk shit. And they can use their cuss words and bitch and But then a woman shows up, and oh shit! Look at that. Because they were gentlemanlike. Even these guys hanging out at some bar somewhere. You know, what I mean, in 1974, I'm not sure where it is in Australia, but like even them are like, oh shit! There's a woman, eh? Can't swear now, can I?
In here, where there's only men.
You think women are going to be shocked by your language? That's why you don't want them in here, is it?
Well, we all. Well, let me put it this way. We put a restraint on ourselves.
You're afraid of women.
No.
Let up.
What? Afraid of women? No, you're in the way, so the men can no longer be men, because, or at least the kind of men that you sometimes want to be. But women can have all their own spaces. And this is true for, like, you know, no white student union. Oh, this is a POC space. If you're white, you can't be here.
Well, you must be afraid of us hearing your language.
What? You must be afraid of us hearing your language. Well, he's not cussing at you. We lost our men's only spaces a long time ago, right? They no longer exist. This is 1974. I'm not sure what it was. This, how long was that going? I mean, it was going all that time up to the 70s then. When it was like in other countries, like, I don't know. I got to look into it. It's kind of interesting. And it reminded me of this too. This is a different segment here, but you know how people used to be like a different vibe altogether, and you know, you can't tell if people just just woke up and they ran out in their pajamas because it's an emergency. You know what I mean? Like people used to dress. They used to dress nice. They were presentable. You had an exterior. You had a persona you put on. This is what the whole establishment has come down on recently, right? Oh, you're too stuck up. You're not really sharing your emotions. We need there can't be any barrier between you and society. We need all your inner garbage to just flood out on the streets and just run all over everybody at all times. It's nothing private left anymore. It's also part of that, like, just to get you to get used to being surveilled all the time. Like, being out is like being in your living room or even your bedroom in some cases, right? Oh, there's no distinction. I know, but you're being monitored and tracked everywhere anyway. So you might as well walk out in your pajamas. It's part of it. Versus if you go way back, there was that great documentary, Adam, what's his name, who did The Century of the Self. And he used to be seen, right, as a stuck-up aristocratic thing that you put on a nice suit. You presented yourself well to the exterior. You played a role. You played a role because society expected you to. You can't run into society. You can't run a society if everybody's running around like emotional wrecks and don't be presentable. And like there's a certain type of discipline and obligation, I guess, to a certain extent there. Adam Curtis, thank you, exactly, Adam Curtis. He's done some good ones. He's kind of a FD shit lib on some issues, but he tackled that interesting thing of like how Bernays got involved, right? In a way, then it was like they attacked at individualism because of kind of associated with, like, you know, conservatism and capitalism to a certain extent, which, you know, I agree with that critique, obviously, at the same time. And he was probably favoring more this kind of collectivist thing or something like that. But the point is, anyway, he interviews, I think, like an aristocratic woman in it. And they were like, she's saying that, like, you weren't expected to, you know, you can't just pour your neurosis and hysteria out everywhere. You suck it up, right, for the sake of being, and sometimes that works too, right? Fake it until you make it, as I say. If you just, if you wake up in the morning, you make your bed, you put some nice clothing on, you make yourself perfect, you make it feel like you have this under control, you know what I mean? You kind of, and even if you don't, you could kind of psych yourself into that place where you actually get yourself together because you're faking putting yourself together. Do you see what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. That's like how things functioned in civilization and society before. Now that's all gone. But anyway, long rant here to make a proof. Now this guy who's very well dressed is making a point. He's like dressing like, I forget what that movie is called. Like an Irish gangster or something. Or maybe he's not Irish, but anyway. I've seen screenshot from him. I just haven't seen the movie, but he's dressing like that guy. Like 1920s, you know, like a whiskey in the inner pocket and, you know, the Tommy gun almost in hand, whatever, 20s, 30s, whatever it is. But it's funny to see the looks on people. And playing that just to make that point. Like if you, there's a different way people will treat you if you're nicely dressed, and especially in these days, right? But majority are walking around in the pajamas. Maybe you guys will know what film, what character he's, you know, kind of pretending to be. This might be like Brazil or something, by the way. But anyway, I thought it was a funny clip. Let's check it out. You can see the reactions here in a little bit. Right? Do you guys remember the character? What movie is this from? Now they're zooming in on reactions here because of the way he's dressed. Check this out. 17, sucesso da mulher. Yeah, Peaky Blinders, is that it? Jack-o'-lantern? Sounds familiar. But the point is, he's nicely dressed, while everyone else is like a jeans and t-shirt or pajamas on, right? I'm not sure what the music is there, but it's kind of funny. Thomas Helby Zioza or something. Yeah, Peaky Blinders. That's right. I haven't seen it. Is it good? I assume it's an Irish thing, right, isn't it? Yeah, pinstripe. It's nicely dressed. It's something to consider because sometimes it works, right? You can still be comfortable. Go home. All right, Dinks, let's talk about this a little bit, because we're going to talk about the wonderful aspects of having our countries flooded by these migrants who allegedly, supposedly, of course, are going to take care of us once we are old and dying, you see, because we're not having children. Well, wait a minute, who pushed this idea that we shouldn't have kids and we should be selfish? What happened, you know? Business Insider says millennials having fewer kids could be a drag on the economy for the next... Oh, no! Oh, not the economy. So we have to open the borders, you see, because that's going to be great for the economy. We'll prove that to you later, too. Now, they call them dinks. That's the, we should turn that into a slur. Dinks. Hey, what's up, dinks? What are you doing, dink? What are you looking at, dink? Dual income, no children. And it's not to shit on people that have either chosen not to have kids or can't, or whatever, for whatever reason, they didn't find the right partner. But it's just to say, it's a selfish, you know, again, we talk about boomers and selfishness. Well, you think it gets any better with like millennials and Gen X, Zoomers or whatever? No, certainly not. Dual income, no kids, right? Dinks. America is shrinking, and of course, is worldwide problem. Well, no, I wish it was a worldwide problem. It's about to be a worldwide problem, even in countries that you don't traditionally think of that in, because as everyone modernizes, yes, that happens. People get more comfortable, whatever. They spend more time on shit and their cell phones than, you know, their video games or whatever. America's shrinking birth rate is a problem. Millennials not having enough babies could crimp growth by 1 to 2% percentage points a year. Oh no, really? As you're bringing in AI, as you're modernizing most of these industries that are left, and even if it's a paper-pushing industry, that's what they're going to do. Robots are now flipping the burgers, and they're about to be. Automation. It's not negative to have lower birth rates. I mean, it is now because of the thinking we have and all that stuff, and I'm not saying this applies to why. White should have as many kids as they can. But, like, overall, you can't just keep growing and growing a population indefinitely, right? It's just, even from their, like, their GDP enthusiast point of view, even that's not going to be sustainable, and it's just true. At the current trajectory, that's set to weigh on the economy for the next decade or more. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit about the economy. What was it they said, 63? Check this out here. Millennials aren't having as many kids as previously generations, and that fact could end up dragging down the economy, blah, blah, blah. That may not faze some child-free millennials who are using the money that would have been spent on childcare to splurge on lavish vacations, flashy boats. They have their Instagram accounts, and look at my lifestyle, and other luxuries popular among dinks. Goddamn dinks. And then, you know, on top of this, as they're, you know, using the excuse of this, they're using this as an excuse to open our borders. More people are coming in, and then there's no housing. Prices in real estate don't go down, which they would traditionally have done if there was a natural dip in the birth rates, which would, of course, then spur more kids. Oh, look at this. Look at this nice big house that we now can afford fairly reasonably priced, as opposed to, I don't know, 10 years ago or whatever. Oh, let's have some, we can fill this house up with kids. Look at that. You think you're going to be your tiny home, you're going to raise your 5 kids in your, you know, 30 square meter tiny home. But that kind of spending wouldn't be enough to offset the drag of a shrinking population on the economy over the long run, especially considering that the U.S. birth rates has collapsed over the last half century, economists told Business Insider. In 2022, there were just 11.1 births per 1,000 people, according to the CDC. That's a 53% plunge from what was recorded in 1960, when there were 23.7 births per every 1,000 people. Oh, you mean that time when women weren't allowed to go to the bars? you mean that time? Oh, yeah. Well, gee, look at that. Wonder what happened. I'm not saying it's just a bar, but you get what I'm saying. Feminism. Jewish feminism. Bolshevism. Cultural Marxism, all those things happen. Shortage of babies. And then, of course, what happens is, as they bring in migrants, migrant populations adapt to those new conditions and are also having as few kids as the whites are, for the most part. In some cases, you can just, yeah, okay, you just brought someone in, like, fresh off the boat and already have, like, 8 kids with them. So then that's not true. But their kids will go on to not have many kids. Because, again, it's a disincentive within the modern world right now. Well, unless, of course, you get everything paid for, right? That's the other flip side to this, I guess. You're on welfare. You actually get, I mean, in Sweden, you get money per kid. They actually have some of them then had more children. It's like a breeding program for brown people in our countries. Because we're not putting our foot down. Cut off the welfare. It's why we need people in political power who can say, you know what? We're going to pass a law that says if you're newly arrived, you have to take care of yourself financially. Which, you know, as it should be, I had to do when I got a residency in the United States. You just sign paper. You can never go on the dole or, you know, get welfare or get help or anything like that. Like, yes, of course it should be like that. But these other people, they can just, if you're brown, you can just walk over and just get all the shit for free. All of it. So here's the funny way that they're twisting this, right? Check Rumble here real fast. The way they're twisting this around now with migration is funny, right? Because that's always been used as the excuse. Oh, well, you're not reproducing, although we're shitting on you and creating these horrible conditions for your kids, so we got to bring in these brown people. Telegraph had a piece here. How Putin is weaponizing migration to destabilize Europe. This is a recycled thing. They had this a while ago. Forget what outlet it was, but it was a few different mainstream outlets that were covering this at the time. Which is like, okay, so you see, when our elites do it, it's good, but if, and I don't even think this is, it was literally like, we had some footage, they were like on the border over to Finland. It was like 15 guys on like mopeds and bikes that they had been given or something. Like, you were not allowed to drive a car over the border. It was some weird thing like that. And so they'd given them like bikes or something like that. And it was like 50. It wasn't like that. It wasn't that bad. But like all of a sudden it was this, holy shit, like Putin is weaponizing, you know, I'm not a Putin fan, but it's funny. That's what it is, right? I think Drupal, is that his name? Drupal, I don't even know. Fucking, is this some Golden Horde shit here? Drukpa Kunli. He has a good account, so it's fine. But exclusive. Putin's nefarious plan to destabilize Europe saw him fill every single position of influence in Europe with Russian spies who then lobbied endlessly for mass migration. Revealed every single pro-migration policy in the last 40 years was actually created by Russian spies. It's funny. That's what it was. Can we get that to switch? Can we get that? Can we get the Slava Ukraine brainwashed, mainstream crowd to kind of like get that switch and flip in them? Oh shit! It turns out that was a. If it was a weapon by Putin, would you then reverse it? Would it be okay? Putin's plan to destabilize Europe by flooding it with migrants, by filling Europe's government, media classes, academia, and civil services with Russian spies. Migration has surged because every single policymaker in a position of influence is secretly a Putin goon. Russia using militias in Africa to weaponize flows of people in attempts to influence elections. Is this what's happening here? I'm horribly confused. Oh, I gotta let me pull it up on archive. Can we get it on archive, please? I mean, it's funny, right? But it's like, does he want to destabilize Europe? Yeah, I would assume so, since that we're not at war, essentially. Proxy war for now. Russia is using private militias to. What do you mean? Like, what do you think happened in Libya with like the State Department and Hillary Clinton getting Gaddafi out? That was that's literally been the springboard of all the migrant invasion into Europe since they took out Gaddafi. Weaponized immigration into Europe, the Telegraph can reveal. The Kremlin, I don't care if this is what you want to believe and it causes you to reverse immigration or do something about it, fine, you know what I mean? When it says, oh my God, Putin is doing it. Putin! The Kremlin has influence over a number of main routes into the continent and border policy are warning that with the arrival of spring, Russia is likely to intensify its efforts to move migrants. It has been widely feared that, so you're saying then, if this is true, right, then, I think that the screenshot is a joke by Kunley here, Drew Kunley, I don't know, whatever. It's a funny take on something that they're trying to convey here, right? Can we get a list of all the most pro immigration advocates in Europe then, and then get them to like put them on a these guys are Russian agents list? I'd be up for that. That's totally fine. If we want to send them to, if we send them to some camp over there or something, totally fine with me. It has been widely feared that Putin is using the tactic to destabilize Europe. The Telegraph has now seen intelligence documents detailing plans for Russian agents to set up a 15,000-man-strong border police force comprising former militias in Libya to control the flow of migrants. But it's, okay, control, it's out of control. To control it, to push even more, okay, well, If that's what he's doing, stop it then. And if there's not control now, shouldn't there be control? What's the argument here? A security source said, if you can control the migrant routes into Europe, then you can effectively control elections because you can restrict or flood a certain area with migrants in order to influence public opinion at a crucial time. You're saying it's not because of voting, but, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, is the spin here? Oh, is the spin here? You let in migrants, which turns the area more right wing. Is that what is? And if they're more right wing, then I assume, as the mainstream media, at least the shitlibs in Europe have argued, then they're more pro Russia, right? Isn't that the case? I mean, first of all, they don't do anything. The right wing parties we have are disastrous, and they don't do anything anyway. I mean, it's like Meloni is a pro Putin shill. Okay, well, sure, maybe she is, but the point is she's still letting in tons of migrants and nothing's happened. It's actually gotten worse. It's increased under her control. But if that was the plan, because then she's a Putin shill, then you don't get the effects that you wanted anyway. If the effects were, oh, we're going to get a right-wing party in there who can then, what, stop migration and upend democracy in Europe? I'm not following this so far. It comes as migration is set to be a key issue in the general election. Yeah, so that has to be what they mean here. A failure to control the number of migrants coming to the UK is already seen as a major weakness for Rishi Sunak, who is struggling to push through a scheme to deport illegal migrants to Rwanda to stop the flow of small boats across the channel. Yeah, but nothing is being done. There's nothing being done about this anyway. It doesn't matter what party's in there. It just continues. And everyone seems to have this, like, oh, it's hopeless and helpless. We can't do anything about this. Anyway, record numbers are entering. We know that. Most of these are crossing the channel, obviously in small boats. Figures released on Thursday revealed that the number of people granted asylum in the UK is set to hit a record high in 2023. Well, don't grant them asylum then, Rishi. If this is a problem for you or, you know, for the party or the ruling political establishment in the UK, stop it. I don't know. It's a revolutionary idea. Just stop it and deport people. And then it's like, oh, he's deporting, 1,200 people to Rwanda or whatever. Anyway, as officials waved through thousands of applications in an attempt to clear a huge post-pandemic backlog. Oh my God. Net migration to settle at 350,000 people per... This is just unbelievably insane in the UK. Arrest Sam Melia. Put him in jail. Bring in 350,000 people a year. It's already overpopulated, overdeveloped. These people need to go home. They need to go home, and we need to rewild Britain and Europe and America everywhere. Holy shit. A surge of migrants in Europe, winter prompted by Putin, could lead to an increase in small boats crossing this summer. But all that time, this is encouraged by Western elites. So now you're lining up together. That's what this is telling us. You're in this together. You all want to destabilize Europe. And now one side is trying to blame Putin for something that you've been doing the preceding 20 years, essentially. When people smugglers make use of better weather to send people across again, well, he's bombing the clouds now to make better weather so that there will be more migrants. Frontex, the EU's border police, says it had seen Russia using migration as a lever in large game of influence and pressure. What the fuck? Gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. So it's not a large game, or it's not pressure or influence when our establishment did nothing or looked the other way or it let it happen or even encouraged it. When Hayes does it, when these Jewish NGOs does it, when Israel does it, then it's not a game of influence and pressure? Can we get this straightened out, please? The agency's warning that an increasingly isolated Putin choosing to move migrants to Europe's doorstep, both along Russia's eastern border and through proxies in the south, including in Africa, is a major... Because there's always an ulterior motive, right? Why do you even cover this? And what it says, you know, for those who can't connect the dots, they will just, you know, read this and, you know, Putin is, you know, migrants now. Maybe it's just to send more troops and aid to Africa. Maybe that's what the goal is here. It's just to send more troops to Africa, as you know, like French and British influence in Africa wanes, and they're turning towards Russia. And you know, yeah, good luck with that, Russia. Good luck bringing in those guest workers from Zimbabwe or whatever the hell it was, Namibia or whatever it was. They're going to be calling for citizenship before you know it. All right, anyway. So yeah, Wagner in Central Africa. That's okay, maybe that's the they're trying to get anti-immigrant conservatives. Oh, well, then we have to go to Africa and shut this down, and they're getting leftist pro-Ukraine people to say, "Oh, well, you know, if they're doing this, obviously this is bad." And so we need to send more troops to Africa and shut it down. I guess that's the angle here. Anyway, fascinating. The point is, none of this works, right? But so, as I said, it's definitely not Jewish pressure and influence that have led to that situation previously, right? Because there's no distinction between groups and influence, whether you're talking about the UK or the US or largely Sweden or Germany. It's the same global interest behind it. So Putin is doing it, but Jews have not done it. There's no Jewish migration. No Jewish-driven migration to change, you know, demographics or voter trends or anything like that. No. That's totally fine. It's nothing to do with how the United States had a war on terror by these former Trotskyites. The Jewish neocons took over foreign policy under George W. Bush to start the so-called War on Terror, which created 37 million refugees since 2001. That's not a pressure campaign. That's not to influence or destabilize, you see. It's nothing to do with that. We can't look at those issues now, see? No, definitely not. It was a funny clip, too. You know how Putin is kind of like trying to court like Africans now. We're going to send you grain and, also we have this now guest worker program and stuff. And like, yeah, good luck with that. African presidents takes a seat before Putin does. And I'm sure it's like, just check this out. It's funny. No, please. Jeez. Now, the thing is, they added this, the gangster music on top of that, essentially. I think Putin generally, like, he loves these guys. That's what it seems like. I mean, the way, unless it's all geopolitical and it's just a game or whatever, which of course is highly possible. You know what I mean? I'm not saying they love, you know, currently in its current state in Russia, like they love Africans or something like that. On a population scale, like, you know. But Putin is talking about the greatness of their diversity, just like the West is all the time. So you never know. Look, I know it's a lot about influence and resources, minerals, and, you know, the BRICS countries are trying to basically take over the role of the West, as the West is getting, yes, destabilized. But again, now maybe Putin has them like, okay, let's fund this rare group, or let's, you know, what was it, the U.S. election that took out a couple of Facebook ads or whatnot. Like, yeah, that's, of course, that would be like just sane from a geopolitical standpoint, that if you're at war with the whole civilization, the more destabilized it is, it's probably going to be better for you. So yes, the incentive is there. I just don't think they were that successful in it. Why? Because we've had decades of destabilization before that, by cultural Marxists, by Bolsheviks, by Jewish groups, by ethnic hostile interests. now by Islam, right? It's not like, oh, now this guy shows up and do it. Now, oh my God, now it's something wrong. What's going on? Which it is wrong. But I'm saying, he's late to the party if he's seeking to destabilize Europe through migration. By the way, speaking of destabilization, check out this clip here. German military is apparently talking about a military camp mission to blow up the I assume it's the main bridge connecting Crimea to the mainland in used to be it was Ukraine, but now it's occupied by Russia, that area that it connects with, right? Anyway, it's subtitled here, but listen to this here.
Ich kann noch mal schnell ergänzen wegen der Brücke, weil wir die uns intensiv angeguckt haben und die Brücke ist leider aufgrund ihrer Größe wie ein Flugplatz. Das heißt, es kann durchaus sein, dass ich dafür 10 oder 20 Flugkörper brauche.
Ja, aber 12 geschätzt, wenn er da, wo sie aufklappt, wenn er die Pfeiler nimmt.
Ja, und selbst der Pfeiler, da machen wir unter Umständen nur ein Loch rein und dann stehen wir da.
Ja.
I should pull out the names here, but as you can see, obviously, this was like released first on Russian channels, right? So unless it's like deep fakes or AI voices or something, which these days you can never know about these things. So it's always possible. But it's higher up German military brass. Allegedly, they're talking about this here, too. Like, are you crazy? You're trying to start a war here? Like with yes, they are. Absolutely, they are. Back to the clip.
Aussage zu haben, müssten wir es wirklich selber mal.
Ich wollte auch nicht die Brücke reparieren. Ich will nur sagen, das war so der pragmatische Ansatz. Was wollen die überhaupt damit?
Aber
wie kriegen die das hin und wie schnell könnte ich die dafür ausbilden? Und am Ende, was bleibt, ist, dass wir denen die image-zentralisierten Missionsplanungsdaten geben müssen. Wir müssen denen grundsätzlich die SEMOVI geben, wenn sie sie nicht selber haben. Und die Target-Daten, die haben wir ja, aber das müsste man denen auch irgendwie zur Verfügung stellen. Weil wenn es um so kleine Ziele geht, dann muss der halt ein bisschen genauer ausgeplant werden als nur auf dem Satzpicture. Wenn es auf gehärtete Ziele geht, dann ist das fairly easy und relativ schnell geplant. Wenn man vor allem
Did he say fairly easy in English?
Zweistelliger Fußhöhe fliegen kann.
Und ich glaube, das Ding ist ja schon ganz gut.
Ah, sounds good.
Wir alle wissen ja, dass sie die Brücke rausnehmen
Let's
wollen.
Poke the nuclear bear a little bit more. Ja,
das ist klar, wissen wir auch, was das am Ende bedeutet. Dann ist die Versorgung dieser so wichtig, nicht nur militärisch strategisch wichtig, auch so ein bisschen politisch ist die gute Insel da ja ihr Herzstück. Jetzt nicht mehr ganz so fatal, wo sie ja quasi ihre.
Personally, I think Crimea should be given back to the Goths, but anyway, that's my hot take on that.
Landbrücke mehr oder weniger dahin haben, aber. Und da hat man eben Angst, wenn da die direkte Link der Streitkräfte in die Ukraine geht. Und da wäre halt dann immer die Frage.
You think these people had nothing to do with the biggest industrial terrorist act in modern history of blowing up the Nord Stream? You think these? I'm not saying Germany specifically, but I'm saying that side, right? It's like, yeah, they are going to war. They're preparing for war. They want more war. They want Europeans now to go die in this battle. After all the Ukrainians are dead, they're going to send European white men to go die. Germany may need to exceed 2% NATO spending target, defense ministers says, as they're, you know, as Sweden and Finland joining NATO as well. Norway ready to step up defense needs, prime minister says. We should be fighting our own establishment inside of our countries. Those are the ones that have been undermining and destroying us for decades leading up to this. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, they're trying to destabilize us. Oh, really? Go back to the clip here. That's insane. Like Germany has a lot bigger problems than Putin and Russia right now. You have a hostile, parasitical class internally in the country that's destroying it from the inside. And you're talking about going to war with another country over issues that just like, oh my gosh.
MBDA, dass nur eine direkte Line zwischen MBDA und der Ukraine ist. Dann ist es weniger schlimm, wie wenn die direkte Line unserer Luftwaffe zu ihnen ist. Ja. Ich glaube, das macht keinen Unterschied, Ingo. Also, wir müssen halt aufpassen, dass wir nicht gleich.
It's amazing that they don't have. They don't have any like secure channel. Is this a phone? There's a phone call. They're just on a phone call, and somehow, maybe one of the guys on the call, recorded it, and sent it to some Russian sources or something. Maybe that's what happened. Or maybe the clip was leaked somewhere else, and then just Russian sources picked it up and, you know, subtitled it, essentially. I'm not sure. But regardless, I don't think we should send more money to this Jew cokehead in Ukraine. Although I'm pro-Ukrainian people, I just don't think this is the way to go. I don't think Ukrainians dying for this cause is the right way to go in this proxy war of global homos.
Mr. President, I just returned from several areas along the front line in the south and in the east, and soldiers there told me they have to ration their ammunition. They don't have enough weapons to advance. They can only defend themselves. In some cases, they're losing territory. What happens to your country if this American aid doesn't arrive?
We will lose a lot of people. We will lose...
You've already lost a lot of people. And you did it. I just returned. Well, he didn't do it. He's a puppet. But yeah, look at him just squirming. Look at this. Oh, yeah. Oh, what's going on? With more money? Ooh. Yeah, maybe was it this latest villa he bought? I mean, he has some property in Tel Aviv, I think, or somewhere in Israel. What was it? He bought some, Dubai or some shit like that. Yeah, Dubai, some like, they'll just get him out at some point, to be honest. But anyway, I didn't mean to go on this trail, to be honest. Back to the migrant thing. Because, the joy of that, right? Because, this is, look at what Putin is destabilizing Ireland here with migrants. Look, if we can get the left to believe that, I don't care, right? As long as the outcome is this bad deportation now, as long as that's the case. Foreigners attacking Irish young lads. Ugh. Yep. There you go. That's the fruit of these people coming into our countries, right? Oh, look at what Putin did here. He's, you know, really? Here's another angle. They're attacking young teenage boys. Fucking criminals. Just heads on pikes. Just get them all out. Spread these clips far and wide as much as you can. Like, just flood it everywhere, this stuff. This is what they think of us. This is who they are. And I don't care if there's a couple of good ones. Sorry, you've outstayed. You're going to collectively judge us for who we are, for our past or whatever. Well, guess what? We're going to do the same with you. This is now on you. You're nice, you know, nice and peaceful or whatever. Well, speak out against it. Do something. Stop it. Make it stop. So it's not, we don't need this, but we keep getting it. We need it, and people out there need to read it, but we, if you're new, unless you're new, don't need this. Huge Dutch study. Turns out, big surprise, who knew? Who could have guessed? Only labor immigration from North America, Oceania, the British Isles, Scandinavia, Belgium, Luxembourg, France, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Israel. Yeah. well, whatever. India, Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan are unequivocally economically positive. Are those the majority of countries that we get immigration from? Well, India, I guess Canada get from India. I still don't buy that, but whatever. Okay, you see the point, though, right? Financial contribution for people from various regions in comparison to the EU, broken down by immigration motive. Mass migration is the biggest waste of government funds and taxpayer money in Western history. And yet, going back to the previous point I was making, oh, well, we need to, they're going to take care of us later, kind of thing. And even if they, look, we continuously made this argument, but like, even if their presence here in Western countries, countries built and founded by white people, had a positive, it increased the security and the safety, more GDP, it was safer, cleaner streets and everything. It's like, well, it's still not us. You know what I mean? I don't care about the GDP. I don't care about, I mean, I care about our countries being safe and clean, but I'm saying I don't care what effects it has in that sense. Now, it happened to be negative, which is proves my point even more, but I'm saying even if it had positive impact, which it doesn't, it's like, well, it's not your country, though. These are our countries. Yeah, Glenn the Chairman says, yeah, appeasing the few good ones won't do any good. No, it won't. You know what I mean? It won't. Because, again, you have these, like, the risk assessment, right? Like, okay, take the issue with like, oh, here's a white supremacist or whatever, allegedly white, or some white person did an attack or something. Well, all of a sudden, there's like this huge, we got to examine what's going on, what's driving this, what's the entire group doing. This demographic is dangerous. That's why they're writing books. These Jews are writing books now about white rural rage. All right? They are collectivizing us, seeing us as a homogenous group and attacking us for it and judging a few of us, they're judging all of us on the basis of a few of us, essentially, right? But see, we're not allowed to do that in the opposite direction. So even if it like have a positive impact, whatever the impact is, it doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Well, it does matter, but I'm saying all the potential benefits, all the wonderful benefits. Well, you know, guess what? You guys have your own countries too. It's fine. If you're strengthening our country so much, why can't you go and strengthen your own country, right? Yeah, but if there are good migrants, well, they should speak up against this kind of stuff, because ultimately then it won't, that just reflect negatively on them. Right, it will be something that they will be swept up in, and they're like, "Well, yeah, well, you can." Well, there are. I mean, there are some. I mean, hey, Glenn is out there. He's on our side. He's a big supporter, right? But I'm saying, so there are some. It's like Frank Raymond, right? He's a great guy, awesome guy. We did a couple of interviews with him. Right, he speaks up about white issues, and in some cases, that's very important. It's very important for people early on in the process, like actually. Because they're so programmed, they think it's evil when a white person says something which is either positive about white people or negative about non-white people, for example, right? So they have to have it come from someone who's not white, and that's sad. And I think most of you guys out there are kind of over that, But still, there's a beneficial aspect to it, right? Got to keep in mind these are evil, wicked forces that are doing this. And they're starting with the Western world, but if and when they manage to get us in check, they'll come for everyone else. And they want a grunt slave race, easily controlled. They'll probably get rid of the majority of us anyway, like, plebes, humans, no matter what race you belong to, or even how much mixed race you are. They'll probably try to get rid of the majority of us, but the few that they will have around to, I don't know, polish the robots or some shit like that, will be so corralled and dumbed down, essentially, and so beneath and so below that they will never be able to fight back, right? That's what we're up against. That's what we're looking at, essentially. Good to see you, Glenn. Thank you for the support. as always. All right, so we have, yeah, here's the Indian thing, by the way, speaking about that too. I was like, oh, positive impact from India. Oh, really? Is that true? I'm not sure it is, but all right. Even if it is, no thanks. We're full. There's no housing now. Things are getting more expensive. You know, go make India great again. What was the name they're going to change to? Bharat? Or what was it again? Bharat or something? Toronto area hospital welcomes 5 leap day babies. That was a leap day yesterday, wasn't there? There we go. So there's the... That's your non-replacement right there. 5 leap day babies. It means they're twins, or maybe there's five couples then. But anyway, there you go. Thank you, Canada. Apparently Canada, though. I'll say this. Here's an interesting one from National Post. Rising number of new immigrants hate it here, which is in Canada. And want to go home. Well, well, good. I mean, yeah, maybe, said it before, jokingly, of course, but maybe, look, maybe shithole countries is just what we need right about now. Maybe that will be our salvation. Shithole countries. Rising numbers of new immigrants hated here and want to go home. Media in India is now broadcasting segments about how the Canadian dream is a nightmare. Good, good. Keep it that way. There's no net positive. With all these people coming, and it's full, and there's no houses, and Canadians are not reproducing as a consequence of that. It's all bad, right? And you know, the other thing is this. I don't know how much in detail I want to go about this. Alberta man killed. He's 19 years old man. It was a young man, a teenager killed at McDonald's. I see. Alberta man is the migrant, Solmani Elbeth. Okay, I see now. 28 years old. Killed a McDonald's co-worker over racial slur, court told. Oh, really now? Interesting. Check out this changes here, too. He's from, was it Morocco, I think? Solmani Elbita. Moroccan native said he will argue that his client was too mentally ill at the time he killed Joshua Burns to be found criminally responsible for his murder. Oh, really? He attacked Burns with a machete. He was insulting me, and I was thinking, and he was thinking he is better than me because he's white, the accused said. So he insulted him. What did he say then? We don't get a word anywhere, like, well, what was, and it doesn't, you know, not that it would justify that, but I'm just saying that doesn't even seem to be the case, because he changes his story later, as we'll see. He said while the actual attack wasn't captured on surveillance video, footage showed Elbita conduct before and after killing. Two men had gone outside at the restaurant shortly before midnight on July 3rd to have a cigarette. After they returned inside, Elbita grabbed 2 yellow milk crates and placed them in a drive-through lane to close it down. Video captured Elbita walking across the street to his residence in a Sundry Motel. He's living in a hotel where he retrieved a machete inside a black bag. Who doesn't? Hold on, hang on. I'm just going to go get my machete inside of my black bag, because who doesn't have that? The accused is depicted in the manager's office with a machete. The accused caused the deceased's death using the machete. Burns suffered serious injuries to his neck, including the severing of both of his carotid arteries and jugular veins. When RCMP members arrived, they discovered the deceased in a large pool of blood. Pingdiori, that's one of the... One of the attorneys, right? He said he expects defense counsel will present psychiatric evidence regarding his client's mental state at the time of the killing. But he said because of the Crown psychiatrist who assessed Elbita as a medical issue, he will ask Pullman to order another assessment for the prosecution. Blah, blah, blah. There's a result, Pingidori. The hearing will be delayed, blah, blah, blah. He remains in custody. I think he said something. He was thinking a racial slur, so I just killed him with this machete. Okay, so was it racism or was it no, it was demons. However did we survive without some of these people in our countries, right? Let them all in. Don't check, don't vet them, Don't look if they're like clinically insane or anything like that. Don't do any mental evaluation. Just let them all in because, of course, we need them for the G. We need them to flip our burgers at McDonald's, okay? To bring in the people who think demons made me do it. Demons responsible for death of McDonald's co-worker, accused Alberta man says. Alberta admits to slashing the neck of the 19-year-old Joshua Burns, but says demons induced him to do it. Is that this, has this changed? Oh, I'm insane. Please don't put me in a cush jail somewhere for a while. And sadly, even that will probably be better than where he comes from in Morocco. Elbitha 28 testified he began to embrace his spirituality about 3 years ago. Oh, really now? Do you believe in angels, spirits, and demons? He asked the confessed killer. Yes, he said. I believe we live in the same world. The accused said demons can whisper to people and cause human strife. Whatever this tension, this is some like jinn thing or something. This jinn made me do it. Wherever there's tension, wherever there's stress, there's a demon behind it. Oh, yeah, there's nothing to do with your personal choices or anything like that. Eventually, we're going to have a problem. That problem is human flaw. Angels create good feelings and can combat demons, he told court. When they send that good feeling, a demon just flies away. He admitted killing Burns, I said, but demons was behind the act. I acknowledge I killed somebody and believe that happened. I was going through some struggles. There was good energy. There was bad energy. He said demons had tried to convince him to kill himself, and when he successfully resisted, they turned to those around him. Ah, I see. Okay, that makes sense. But I thought he was a racist. What happened? They tried to eliminate me by making me kill myself, he said. They couldn't get me directly, so now they need to turn. Are these demons in the room with us right now? Moroccan? Albita? He suggested Burns' young age made him an easy target. Yeah, that's right. The demons targeted him through your body. The best they can do is through kids, he accused. Okay. Unfortunately, they got Josh. Sorry, guys. There's nothing I can do here. The demons got him. All right? Yeah. Individualism in a world of collectives is suicide, History and Truth says. That's right. T-Team Faction, since we're talking news, this is interesting. The Lori Kaufman thing. I did see that, actually. That's very bizarre. Some Jewish woman converted to Christianity, and now she wants to expel Jews from the entire country. And she's running in, like, Boston, right? Wasn't it? Yeah, Massachusetts. Massachusetts Republican. I don't know about that. I'm not sure that's going to work. But anyway, of course, there's always the issue of diversity then coming to your neighborhood. And some cases, even the kids get to enjoy it.
Bitch, that's how you look like the president. Open the door. Shut up, bitch. Come at me so I can fucking fight you with an axe. That's why you fucking scared to fight me, asshole, bitch. Play out, crash out right now, give my cousin a gun back.
And so if you have a problem with the way the kids talk around your kids, then, of course, it will lead to a beatdown. Yesterday, a black woman with a young child beat and stomped two white customers in an Omaha convenience store for complaining about her profanity. Police currently hunting for her.
Very clear and very disturbing video tonight of a violent attack. Two victims, and the suspect is a woman who had a young child with her, a child who ended up crying for the woman to stop it. You can see and hear how it all plays out only in KETV Crime Stoppers.
Crime Stoppers. Did you stop the crime?
This is the Mega Saver.
What did you do to stop the crime? Deport diversity? Nah.
44th and Blondo. It's just after 5, the evening of February 16th. The suspect is in that brown coat. It starts innocently enough. She walks up to the counter, a small child by her side, and asks for an iPhone charger.
I need an iPhone charger for a car.
Those are along the wall.
Come on.
She's there for a while, and there's some sort of disagreement about buying the charger.
I'll pay for it. That's cool. But
but it doesn't work in my car, can I return it?
There's a mix-up, and she starts getting upset.
No, I just feel like I'm being discriminated because I think I don't know what you're saying, and that's just
Then she says some profanities, which upsets a couple of the customers. The yelling begins, and so does the little girl's crying. And then things get physical.
Here we go.
After hitting a woman two more times, she turns on the other one.
Don't turn your back.
And grabbing the kid is screaming. She starts to leave, but decides instead to try and stop the woman on the floor.
Oh my gosh.
Then she leaves.
How dare Putin do this?
Right? Well, no. After getting the child in the car, she comes back, and it gets real ugly.
Scum! Russian scum!
That's right. How dare these Russians? This program, then we had anti-white stuff.
Good look at her, so you take a good look. Do you know who she is? Maybe you'll recognize.
That's why I just prefer to stay away from black until they can prove to me that, like, oh, they are fine. Just because, you know, given that the statistics are so out of control, you can just kind of assume that it's like this is probably a problem. And if it's not, that's fine. I don't have a problem with you if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. But until that point, I just as Scott Adams said, right? Just stay the fuck away. So it's basically like these people hate us. They're being programmed with all this anti-white shit. Goddamn Russians. All right, I do want to squeeze in a couple more. Oh, what was the other one here? Was this a? Is this more diversity? White people being happy causes oppression. Yeah, here we go. This is why it's impossible to live with these people, of course.
This might be a controversial take, but I'm seeing a lot of queer white people posting shit like posting themselves being really happy and doing some random shit and being like, yeah, our joy is resistance. And like, in my opinion, white people's joy is not resistance. Like, yeah, queer or not, your joy is not resistance. Matter of fact, your joy is what got us here in the first place.
Like,
your
that's right.
Joy is why we're and the Russians. To resist. And like, y'all putting yourselves in
Russian destabilization over the decades.
Finding yourselves and like your own joy in front of everybody else is what got us here. Like, literally, I'm seeing so many white people right now going on like organizer retreats and posting about their joy and how awesome it was. Honestly, I want to
say, how dare they?
Like, sitting your ass at home and giving your money to black and brown people so they can do that shit. This might be a controversial take, but
of course, Gibbs your monies. Give us all your monies because that's the way this is really going to work. Can we, again, this is why it's great that more videos. I love that these people are putting their opinions on the internet. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread, which, by the way, killed bread. But, you know, that's another story. Goddamn sliced bread. Okay. So, but the most important thing is obviously what is happening with Jews at university campuses. I think we can all agree that that's really the big issue right now.
It's open season on Jews on our campus, and continued inaction is unacceptable. It's time to wake up, America. This is the story of Jews on UPenn's campus and students across the country. We're living in a climate of hatred and fear. I urge you to help us. It's open.
There you go. I did not know that. I thought it was open season on white people, but all right, I stand corrected. Open season on Jews, I guess. That's the big issue right now, folks. that's the real problem in the room right now, or in our nations, I guess. And of course, who could miss an opportunity having Jonathan Greenblatt gone and whine and kvetch more about their war that they're doing in Gaza? Let's hear him out. We haven't heard from Nosferatu, Rabbi Nosferatu, in a while, so let's check him out.
ADL has been measuring anti-Semitic attitudes in America since the mid-1960s. I mean, we've been at this longer than anyone else, and we've never seen this phenomena where young.
And of course, it's in all your decades of work, you're just, I assume it's so well, and you're doing it so good that it's just, you get, it's just less and less so-called anti-Semitism, I assume, right?
Young people are more prone to anti-Jewish tropes than the older generation. I mean, usually there's a bit of an Archie Bunker effect, if you know what I mean.
Oh, and no. So oh, no, Jonathan.
The older crowd, more stuck in their ways, will have a more prejudiced view.
Archie Bunker, which was written by a Jew, by the way, to shit on white Americans. And then Americans were like, hey, this is great. I love this content. This guy's great. It kind of backfired. But it's still, at the end of the day, yeah, they still managed to shit on white people through that TV show. That's what they do.
That's not the case here. I think there are a few reasons for that. One of which is, and again, I'm seeing the graphic, what's happening on our college campuses. This whole sort of DEI. Yes.
Ignore the murder and the rape of white people, how they're beating us up in our countries, the diversity that groups like yours, Jonathan, have helped to advocate for and bring into our countries. Ignore that. Now the big problem is what's happening at some university
industrial
somewhere.
Complex, which puts Jews in the oppressor box, which excludes anti-Semitism from the litany of evils.
No.
That creates the conditions in which Jews, despite being the most targeted religious minority in America year after year, are somehow cast as villains. So that is bad. And I would also just point out
bad,
a related
Jonathan?
Phenomenon is this normalization of anti-Semitism generally and specifically anti-Zionism.
Good.
And the willingness, if you will, for college presidents and other people to tolerate what would be intolerable if directed at anyone else has put us, I think, in large
yeah,
degree.
Yeah, because whites have not experienced anything like that ever.
In this very difficult position.
Right, and what I found interesting in this poll, rather than just looking at more familiar or older patterns of anti-Semitism, you looked, for example, about towards the acceptance of Hamas. People finding it acceptable to not Palestinian cause, but specifically of Hamas, an organization, of course, that its very manifesto is you could say, anti-Semitic and genocidal towards Jews. And that is a worrying trend.
Something. Yeah, now do the Talmud.
I think you would only really find to some degree since October 7th.
Yes, I mean, look, Hamas should be considered with Al-Qaeda or with ISIS or with Boko Haram. It is a terror organization, as you said, whose charter compels them to try to murder Jews wherever they are. That charter doesn't say anything about Palestinian self-determination, doesn't say anything about a two-state solution. It is clear with its vision of a Judenrein, you know, Middle East, right? One where Israel is destroyed. That's what they call for, except they don't refer to it as Israel. They only refer to it as the Zionist entity. So the notion that Americans...
They're so mad. I mean, they've been fuming for months now, but the whining is kind of funny. We'll go back to the clip, but it's like, yeah, for no reason whatsoever. Here's a map of places in Gaza as they're just bombing it. Look at how it disappears here over time. Literally carpet bombing. Remember someone did a graph of like showing just how many tons of bombs paid for by America and Germany and Britain and all these other countries too, of course, are giving them aid. Just tons and tons and tons of bombs that have been dropped on these areas. Yeah, so ethnic cleansing. But at university campuses, these leftists, these cultural Marxists that, you know, we had nothing to do with creating these people are now going out of control, and they don't like us killing these kids. Can you believe it?
This is acceptable. It's stunning. And I think it really suggests a kind of cultural rot and a moral relativism that's going to take a long time to solve, because this is the real story. There is no silver bullet here. It is going to take time.
Oh, silver bullet. Interesting, huh?
For our leaders to regain their moral compass, for institutions.
Yeah, because MB14 says, Henrik, will garlic and silver defeat Jews too? No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that simple. But I think Nosferatu is still a good. It's still a good nickname for the guy. ghastly, a ghost.
Force their own rules. For social media to clean up its act once and for all, it's going to take time to not just de-Hamasify Gaza, but to de-Hamasify some of these pockets here in the United States.
All right, so he's going on. It's because they're the Nazis, right? So he's basically going to de-Nazify. Because, of course, they've already done that number on white people, right? So now it's like even the support for those that don't want to see them continue, or the support for those that are protesting the murder of babies, they have to go in and brainwash them not to. Well, good luck. You can have each other, you know, fight to the death. Let's see what happens. Yeah, someone says here, the Winter Ghost had a link here too. PM, Prime Minister, is this the UK then? Is it Rishi? Anyway, announces £72 million to fund security for Jewish communities. There you go. They don't have enough money, folks. Jewish communities to receive £72 million. Oh, is this some marimba music there? Jewish school synagogues and other community centers are to be given £72 million security package, Rishi Sunak has announced. There you go. Good goy. Good little Indian goy. Back to the... Where do we have you? There it is.
So one other, I think, interesting finding here that it lends a very contemporary spin to anti-Semitism is the finding that a third of Americans believe that Israeli operatives are manipulating American policy. Rather than simply accepting that there are many, Israel has many supporters among the American Jewish community, among, for example, members of the evangelical community that simply support Israel. But as your report stresses, this falls in with a conspiracy mindset
yes.
that has taken hold of American politics, where there always has to be some kind of sinister force behind all events.
What kind of force? Can you spell it out? I didn't catch. Can you spell it out for us a little bit more clearly? What are you talking about here?
That's right. Like anti.
That's right. That's right. Is that the lie? The high pitched lie.
Force behind all events.
That's right. Like anti-Semitism is at its heart a conspiracy theory about how the world works.
Yeah, there's no Jews anywhere doing anything. And if they are doing something, you're not allowed to criticize it because we'll put you in jail. Even if it's true or not, even if you can document it and prove it and use their own words and show what their own activities are, it's still not happening. It is not real in your mind because that's a hate crime.
Centers all the evils, posits all the blame lies on the shoulders of the Jews. We as a minority.
No, there's other guilty parties too, but disproportionately, yes, a lot of the meddling goes on by groups like yours, ADL, AIPAC, J Street. I mean, where do we stop? Major presidents, was it presidents of major Jewish organizations, the World Jewish Congress, Barry Weiss is slated to speak. I think that was in February, end of February. So that's probably happened at the, was it Global Jewry or World Jewry meeting in New York or, you know, things like this. Hayes, Israel. I mean, where do we stop? They can do all these things and should be allowed to do it, but you should not be allowed to call them out for it when they do it. We criticize other groups as well. But disproportionately, yes, it's an awful lot of things which is detrimental to us and to our people that you're doing. That's why we're calling you out. And the only response they have is, of course, to call you an anti-Semite. Ooh. Well, I don't give a shit. You can call us whatever you want. The truth is the truth. You're doing this and you're getting called out and more people are noticing and now you're freaking out and shrieking and going on TV and whining again. Because all he does, he goes and whines. Well, he does a lot more than that, to be honest. They have a lot of money and they are doing a lot of damage. But for the most part, censorship, silence people, criminalize it, pass laws, we have to do it now, blah, blah, blah. These are all steps of a losing establishment that's freaking out and afraid of people calling them out. So at the end of the day, as the saying goes, right, when you cut a man's tongue out, you just prove that you fear what he has to say.
Lived in diaspora for thousands of years, and we were an easy target for the church or the mosque or the emperor, or the caliph, or the king, or the pope, or whatnot. Today, now in our modern era, those tropes have been adapted and sort of morphed into a set of contemporary forms of bigotry. And so in this way, yes. The idea that
never really goes away. For some reason, throughout thousands of years, this thing is just following you. And there's nothing there whatsoever. There's no... nothing going on really with that. It's just these crazy people are accusing us for we didn't do nothing. Okay.
In the government, I mean, it's laughable, but it's not when you consider it falls into this myth that Jews somehow have power in controlling government. I mean, look, if we're controlling government, we're doing a terrible job of it, if you will. Because we're dealing with all kinds of complexity right now. The good news is that
very complex.
The Biden administration has been rock solid in supporting the state of Israel. The GOP has been rock solid
keep
in supporting
saying.
The state of Israel. We've got to continue to make sure that mainstream view holds and that the extremes on
that's
both
that's the mainstream view, not the weird new recent arrived view, of course. Well, you know, and then you get Trump in. Is he going to be any better? No, of course not. But they'll still fight him, though. That's what's so curious about it. They'll still fight him because he thinks he's a Nazi.
Not allowed.
It's a Nazi. All right, shut up, Jonathan. All right, I think that's it. We had this piece. We'll have to save that for the next one here. But, yeah, there's this weird lawsuit with P. Diddy about his weird sexual perversions and blackmail and all kinds of things. And, of course, they're tying it back to Clive Davis, right, who actually launched P. Diddy. And it looks like we have this whole control of most of the black hip-hop rap music scene, which have mostly, looks like, kind of engaged in the same type of behavior that Epstein engaged in when it comes to blackmailing people, videotaping people, holding shit against people in order to get it to a certain position. And again, control is key when you're going to have these big names and celebrities and stuff like that. You can't have them all of a sudden go off on like things like Israel or whatever, like Kanye did for a little bit there until he apologized again, or even Musk for a little bit until he also apologized for some reason. But blackmail is the name of the game, and we'll check that out. Interesting story, fascinating the development of that. But guys, we're going to wrap up right there. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to everyone who super chatted as well. We appreciate your support. Let me check Rumble one more time. Make sure we didn't miss one over there. Did we do that? Was that one right there? I did miss one. Sin City Mila from earlier. Sorry about that. Mass immigration will only degrade the West. They know this. Helping the economy is nonsense just for public consumption. Yeah, exactly. I think we made that point. But thank you, Sin City Mila. We appreciate that. They will lie for as long as they will just lie for as long as possible to inflict as much damage as possible. Then they think, they hope it's going to be too late by that point, which it's not going to be, of course. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly always enjoy being here with you, spending some time with you. RedHashMembers.com, head on over there, $10 a month, sign up for a membership, get access to Western Warriors, second hour, many of the interviews, exclusive other videos that we do, tons of stuff over for you guys there in the archives. You can also sign up on Odyssey or Subscribestar or our locals, RedHashTV.locals.com. We appreciate all the support. Just $10 a month does a lot to help us. So definitely consider it. If you haven't signed up before, please go over there, get a membership. We also have, of course, our producers and executive producer today. We want to say thanks to. You can get one of those. We're going to shout out at the end of the show, either at redhashmembers.com. You can do that through the donor box widget. You can do it on Subscribestar or Odyssey. Thank you so much to T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Ubunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dill Bob. We also have Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Call Me Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, and Arctic Wolf. Good to see you in chat today. Thanks so much for your support, everybody. We do appreciate it very, very much. Also, thanks to our producers, Mr. Walker, 696, Obadiah Hexwell, Johansson, Perfect Brute, Leroy Dumont, Single Action Army, Snarkpup, Lord H.B. Lovecraft, Eyes Open, Trevor, Mr. Lemry, Der Schwabe, Urinu, Sonata for Violin. And I think we have, what's it again? Flyersforall.com. We got to check the updated name over on Subscribestar, which I saw signed up recently for the producer tier. If you've signed up for one of these recently and you're not yet in the rotation, send us an email, redeyes@protonmail.com. We'll get you in there ASAP as well. So thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Keep fighting, everybody. Spread the word. Help wake our people up. Help to awaken them to their identity. That's the primary objective. And then we'll take it from there. Once we understand who we are, where we come from, what we belong to, I'm not saying the rest is going to be easy, but I'm saying a lot of those things are going to start moving in our direction, whether whether you know it or not. And that's why they're trying to shut things down. They're trying to control it. Always remember that, that their sign of lashing out is a sign of them freaking out and losing, essentially. Thank you, guys. We'll see you on the next one. Take care.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.